right now on VFN TV, the March for Life, where they all gathered in Washington, D.C. to march down the street. Over 40,000+ people reportedly marched down the street supporting life, pro-life in America. We're going to talk about that today. In addition, we're going to be talking about how the Czech Republic has taken in Iraqi Christians to be able to take them in from the persecution that's taken place in Iraq. In addition, we're going to be talking about a revival, a prophetic word given to a particular man, talking about a wave of a revival coming to America, and Shaquille O'Neal stepping out and playing basketball because a law enforcement officer stood in the gap for our young people. This and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this. If God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate this city to you.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. What do you know? Over 40,000+ people showed up, as you can see right here, at the March for Life. Christians and people from around the world, around America, showed up to be able to say we stand up for life. I mean, look at this. This is so beautiful as you're seeing them march out there. Sad thing is that the Post reported that only drew thousands of people, and the Times reported only hundreds of people. But they're reporting the truth is over 40,000+ people in the coldest weather that they could imagine out there for a march. Look at this. They march. Look how far back these are people marching up saying, we believe the baby is alive the moment it is conceived. Look how far it goes back. And they called it hundreds. They called it thousands. But the truth was, it was over 40,000 in that cold weather that marched the whole march. We're so excited. You know, God saw us standing up like that. And I want to thank everybody that participated in Washington, D.C., but they happened to believe all around the cities, all around America. And we made a huge stand for that. So despite what the New York Times was saying, despite what the Post was saying, VFN TV is reporting their story, and you did an awesome thing. We're so thankful for all the American citizens that went out and marched in the March for Life in Washington, D.C. this year. you're seeing this persecution take place in Iraq, and you're wondering, you know, America's not embracing, saying, all you Christians, just come over here to America, and we'll protect you, we'll keep you safe. As some of the reports are, according to some of the things that we have, that America is making it real difficult for Christians to come into America. But the Czech Republic, is embracing Christians and saying, you can come and live here in our nation, you can be a citizen here, we'll provide you with all the things you need for opportunity. As a matter of fact, let's take a look right now what the Czech is doing, the Czech Republic.
While Americans debate their immigration policies, the people of the Czech Republic have just welcomed some Iraqi Christian asylum seekers into their country. Gary Lane has the story.
The first of a group of 153 Iraqi Christians arrived in Prague on Sunday. Among them was Kurdish Christian Majid Kurdi and his family.
We have come here first to provide a secure life for our families, and secondly to get a job and doing something here in order to serve the society as well as to take care about our families.
Majid Kurdi is well known to this reporter and others from CBN News. In this story from 2014, Kurdi assisted CBN Middle East Bureau Chief Chris Mitchell on his visit to Iraqi Kurdistan. He told Mitchell that ISIS gave the Christians of Mosul three choices.
They are not allowed to open their churches, and even if they opened, they are going to burn the churches. And also, the Christians been asked to pay the tax. If not, they can leave Nineveh, and if they didn't left and they didn't pay the tax, they should give their heads.
And now, with his family in Prague, Kurdi says other Iraqi Christians need asylum in the West because they're suffering for their faith.
Being a Christian in Iraq means giving your life. And living under the tents and camps in Iraq is something really, really hard for the Christians.
And at a time when many Middle Eastern refugees and asylum seekers are being viewed with suspicion in Europe and elsewhere, the head of the Barnabas Fund praised the Czech Republic for opening its doors.
I want to pay tribute to the vision and bravery of the Czech Republic government in recognizing that Christians are uniquely targeted and abandoned by the international community.
Gary Lane, CBN News.
I mean, think about it. It was like you either, you know, convert to Islam, you pay the tax, which is you give them money, the tax that they tax you, you leave Nineveh, or it's going to cost you your head. They're going to cut your head off, your wife's head off, your children's head off. This is what's happening over there. And thank God for the Czech that's reaching out their hands and they're embracing this family who stood up to let us know through CBN what was taking place. But America, we need to challenge our leaders and say, open up the gates and allow the persecuted. This is the church is under the greatest persecution it's ever been in the history of the church, reports are. And we need to be able to open up our arms and say, come to America where you can be safe. And we need to stand up for our rights, because this is where it will go if we do not stand up for our First Amendment rights and our rights to be able to worship God freely. So I thank God for that family getting there. When you come back, when we come back from this break, I got an encouraging word for you. It's from Pat Shackline. He's given a prophetic word about what is going to be coming to America and who God's going to use. He's talking about a wave of revival. It's very encouraging. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I am so thankful. Of all the things, you know, John and I was talking in the break about what this Christian family said when they showed up at the Czech.
Yes.
They said what was so important.
No, we came here because we want to be part of the society. We want to contribute. We want to work. Mm-hmm. And that's so refreshing. They want to add, not take away. And that's what believers are supposed to do. We're supposed to influence the society that we're in for the positive and for the better. And so I really appreciate what he shared that way.
Yeah, it is. And that's who all of Americans, pretty much except for the First Nation folks, are immigrants coming in. But people came in because they wanted a job. They wanted an opportunity. They wanted to be able to work. And,
that's right.
And they're saying that very thing. And there's so many people that want to be able to do that. Well, you know, prophetically, we've been having dreams and night visions about, you know, floods and tidal waves and waves. And friends of ours are hearing some of the same things about waves. And you've heard them on VFN TV if you've been with us a while, and we have them for you. And some of the things that we've been seeing with these are, you know, warnings. Like, you know, this wave can be destructive. You know, it also could be the glory of God. But over and over again, flooding and the Word of God says when the enemy comes in like a flood, that he'll raise a standard. But I like what Pat, what's his name? Shackline?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, Shackline. What God told him, because his response was the same as our response when he first saw this tidal wave, I believe, going towards Washington, D.C. And it just looks destructive. The things that God is showing us, it looks like, you know, it's going to be rough. And then God begins to share with him something that's very encouraging. As a matter of fact, let's listen to him now. He's being interviewed by Sid Roth. Watch this.
And we have a lot of prophetic dreams, and I write about them and all that. But all of a sudden, in a dream, I'm running with my wife. And we're running off across a giant map of America, like you would see in a floor, you know, somewhere, a big map of America. And we're running, but there's a wave chasing us, and it's crashing, and it's scary. And in the dream, I'm weeping, and I'm screaming, come on, Karen, we got to get people to safety. We got to get people to safety. And suddenly, we were standing at the White House, and we ran up the steps, and we wrap our arms around the post, and the wave hit. Now, I didn't know Karen had also had this dream and wrote it in her prophetic dream manual. I didn't know that. She always gets revelation before me. But anyway, all of a sudden, that day, I wake up. I have to speak that. It's a Sunday morning. I have to speak. I'm overwhelmed. I'm like, God, you promised in Genesis 9:11 that you would not do this again with a wave. Why did I dream this all day long? Yeah. Suddenly, the Lord speaks to me, son, what you saw was not judgment. You saw the next wave of revival that is coming to America, and it will be the final awakening that is coming. And I began to weep uncontrollably. Since then, I've had this dream over and over of the wave. Others have came to me and said, I've had the wave. But I believe with all my heart, and I know we hear a lot of gloom, despair, and agony on me for America and all that. And I do believe our nation's in trouble. But I also believe that every great move of God. Now, I did a study on this. And that every 20 years there's an outpouring of God. And usually it's right before a war or after a war, right before a depression or after depression. Do you know that we're sitting on the 20-year mark right now for the next move of God to hit America? It's going to break out, but I don't believe it'll be in one city in this place. I believe it's going to be hot spots across America. And I was flying in a plane across America a while back, late at night, and I saw lights off in the distance in different places, and the Lord said, that's the way revival will hit America. There will be hot spots. Then there'll be other places that the Holy Spirit walks past. Churches that he no longer stops at, those that are not preaching truth and standing on God's word, he will be forced to walk by. We cannot put God in our compromised box. He says, let me pour out my spirit. The wave that is coming, it's coming very soon, and it's going to hit our nation.
So exciting.
Yes.
So exciting to be able to hear that kind of perspective, because we've been seeing the floods. You know, we've been seeing the waves, and I know that we're going to go to break, I believe. We need to go to break, but... we're not going to break, so we're going to talk to you. One night, the very same night, my wife and I were asleep. God gave us a dream, and it was the very same outcome, but two different ways. And in this particular prophetic dream, I was on a small patio outside of a larger type metal building or something of that nature. And a flood, it just started flooding from the ground. You know, the floods, just water started coming in. And so I started trying to bank it like he was, talking his dream, to go to this mountain because the higher area, you'd be safe from the flood. And then it was actually when I got to the mountain, I found out it was coming from the other side too. I mean, it was just a flood. It was like no getting away from it. When I was sharing my dream with Donna, my wife, in the mornings, you know, she says that she, God had given her a dream, and the dream was it was raining. Flood. So there was rain. God was talking to her about rain coming down. And talking to me, water coming down and talking to me about water going up, but there was no escaping it. I mean, there's just no escaping it.
I mean, you were going to get wet. You know, whatever was going to happen, you were going to be overtaken by this water. And over again, just like he and his wife were in this dream and he was running with his wife. I mean, it seems like that. But this move of God, I like what you heard it on VFN TV. But, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, you know, God's just saying, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it, you know. You hear Perry Stone prophesying. You heard him on VFN TV, you know, talking about God saying one more time. But he also talked about those pockets of revival that, you know, people are going to be trying to find those groups of folks who are going after God. And it's going to be like pockets of revival. Mm. And it just lines up with what Pat was just saying there. And but we have seen, I think it's going to bring both. I think it's going to bring turbulent times. And Rick Joyner always talks about that.
Yeah, he talks about how revival and a great awakening precedes some sort of calamity, you know, a war or something that happens. And so it's a way that somehow it prepares the body of Christ and really the nation as to what's going to be coming next.
So it's sort of like saying God's given you, it's what I told our leaders when we came together. We came together is that, you know, God moved powerfully.
Yeah.
When our leaders gathered around, the country came together for the beginning of the year, and it was just awesome, you know. But God's letting me know, I'm doing this because something's coming. You know, God's encouraging you because something's coming. First of all, something's coming. You need to get encouraged for it. You need to get serious with God. You need to get rightly related to folks who are hungry for God, who want to get, they want you to experience God. You need this encouragement for what's about to happen. I think the greatest harvest that we've ever seen is going to happen. But there's something that a lot of people don't get unless you're in the middle of one of those massive, you know, moves of God, is that it takes work.
Yes.
It takes intense work. It takes sweat equity. You know, you gotta work hard. You gotta have a character, and you gotta have the character to be able to sustain a move of God. You know, when God's beginning to move, because everything's gonna beat you and mess with you and you know, lies and all these different things are going on, and you have to be in it for the one reason, you know, for God.
That's right.
And so that encouragement. So I really feel that you know, God is gonna set us up for a blessing so that we can be strong and ready for what's ahead. So
we are due, and yes, we're ready, right?
I mean, yeah, hey, 20 years, I'm all for that. That's not only exciting about the coming move of God, is I'm excited about it. You excited about
yes,
this?
Yes, very excited.
But who God is going to use. This gives us great encouragement because it kind of explains us here as he talks about who God uses, because this man is ministering, and we're gonna make a link available for you to see this whole thing, but on the VFN Torch. But you know, you have people that have been cutting themselves, like you know, the cutters call them, and you know, and going through all this torment and basically serving Baal, the superior demon, I think that means. And that, but God is not only healing people on the inside, but he's healing all their scars from their cutting.
Scars as well. Wow.
Yes, both. And he's filling them with the Holy Spirit, and they're going out in the streets. These young folks.
Wow.
It's on fire for God. It's so exciting. Listen, I want you to hear this, because this is so important, because the enemy tells you quite often. And I remember when I first got saved, I remember looking at people that were going to church and in church. I thought, oh, these holy people. You know, I thought, oh, my goodness, you know. To be in your presence, oh, my goodness, I feel like I'm such a sinner, right?
I don't belong here.
Right. And then I met John. No. But, I mean, it's what you feel. The thing is, you have to just shake that off and realize that if you're saved, you're saved. There is no beginning Holy Spirit. He's the Holy Spirit living inside of you. And everything God says you can do. And everything he says you can have, you can have. But listen to who God's going to be using in this move of God. He goes on talking about it. Take a look at this.
3 weeks ago, I had a dream. I laid down for an afternoon nap. Naps are anointed, I believe that. I lay down for an afternoon nap, and all of a sudden, I was awakened with an explosion in my eyes, and I sat up, and I laid back down for a moment, and I saw graves opening. Here's why I would tell you that. God is about to raise up the ones that he has been waiting to use, the ones the enemy has tried to throw dirt on, but you can't throw dirt on somebody God's not finished with yet. Just look at Jesus. And what you got to realize is you are the voice that God has been raising up. The number one attack on the unqualified is the lies of the enemy. He'll tell you you're a failure, you're worthless, you're dumb, you're stupid. Every time he says all those things, just stand up and smile and say, I am anointed. I am handpicked by God. I was created uniquely and wonderfully. And what you got to realize is the Spirit of the Lord is upon you right now. And some of you are dreaming
to preach the gospel. Some of you are dreaming to start businesses. Some of you, God says, hand me your dreams, talk to me, spend time with me, cry out to me, launch this thing. The next wave of a move of God will not be well-known preachers. It will be those that God says that they have fallen down as Isaiah did and said, I am undone. Unwrap me, Lord. That means he was unwrapped to his childhood and fixed. And you fall on your knees in your house right now. Pray in the Spirit. Walk through your house. Declare authority right where you're at. When you get to that place where you say, God is bigger than my issues, he's bigger than my mistakes, he's bigger than my failures, fall on your knees and cry out and say, God, I am your unqualified voice. Will you use me? Get ready, because you're going to begin to have encounters. You're going to begin to see things, and he's going to use you. You don't have to kick open doors, because I had a dream, another dream. The Lord gave me a dream, and I'm looking at the waist of Jesus, and I see all these keys on this belt like a janitor. And the Lord suddenly said to me, he said, son, he said, in the dream, pick out the key. Little keys open giant doors. Don't always pick the big key. Little keys open giant doors. And I woke up, and I said, Lord, and I was weeping in bed. And he said, I'll give you whatever key you ask for. You and I, all we got to do is say, Lord, speak to us, talk to us, anoint me, choose me, pray in tongues. Don't even stop. Pray in the Spirit. When you don't always ask for stuff, just pray in the Spirit. And when you go to thank him, when you go to pray with thankfulness of heart, get your joy back. The enemy is lying to this generation and telling them God cannot use them. But I believe with all my heart, you are the ones that God handpicked. You are the ones that he chose. You're here for right now. And I believe we're the generation that will not see death. We get to stand there when the trumpet call comes. And I'm scared of heights, so he's going to have to give me a pill before the rest.
So exciting. Is that exciting?
Very.
I want to encourage you. You know, if you have young people in your life, you know, let them see this program. We're going to make it's available on the VFNTV.com after you're watching it on the broadcast here. But share it, because it is time for... This is what John G. Lake had said, and he was a man used powerfully by God, started over like 5,000 churches in Africa. God just poured healing through him, where healing houses, and many people got healed. But this is one thing I believe that came from him. He said, you know, if God shows you something, if he says something to you, if he shows you something, speak it out, and it'll happen every single time. I mean, whatever God, the thing is that sometimes we're trying to second guess, was that me? Was that God? And you need to hear clearly enough from God. But what you're seeing it right here with Pat is he's just saying what God has shown him, and it's coming to pass. And the enemy will want to just muzzle you. He want to put a gag order on you. You know, Perry Stone recently had a message that God is removing the gag order from his church.
Praise God.
That you can die in your silence. The church will, we will die if we don't open our mouth. But when we open our mouth, things move. He said, you can say to this mountain, you be moved and cast in the sea, and it'll happen. You can say to this fig tree, you can say these things, you can speak things out. And if we're speaking things opposite of what he's saying, that's what's going to manifest in our lives. And so when God is saying, you're hearing these prophetic words, I mean, awesome words, God is just charging into 2016 with words saying, you know, get ready. You know, I'm going to move. This is what I want to do. But you have to get in that. You have to get in that word, and you have to say, you know, I'm going to receive that word from the prophet, and I'm going to walk it out, and I'm going to be a part of that. I'm going to say, here I am, God, use me. You know, I want to be a part of this. You know, find out what God's doing, dive into it, and just give your whole life to it, and you'll be blessed every single time. So be prepared. That's one of the things that we're doing with VFN TV and the daily radio program, but also with VFN Dream Center.
That's right.
We believe a great harvest is coming. No building can contain it. I think buildings will be used for possibly a state church, but but also be used for training centers to be able to train out the multitudes, because it's too big to fit in any building what God's going to do.
But don't forget about the internship program. Maybe God's speaking to you and you may want to be part of VFN TV intern. Listen, this is the time to get fully engaged. You don't want the opportunity to pass you. This is that.
It's amazing to see what God is doing with our interns. You know, it's a privilege to be able to come and be a part of a television production and radio. But it's a part of foundational discipleship, learning how to do editing and television work and interviews and camera work and just so many different things to running a television network. But yeah, you have an opportunity. You go to VFNTV.com, click on contacts, and the drop-down menu has VFN intern. Select that, let us know you're interested, and somebody will contact you. We have an offer for you. It is so important. It is one thing in 2016. We'll be back from the break.
Thank you for watching VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light and focused on Israel.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFN TV. VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
How do you come up with a good time for a curfew for your teen? This is Focus on the Family Minute, and I'm John Fuller. Well, here's psychologist Dr. Kevin Lehman, who realized that that question was best answered by his teenager.
Some people are surprised to learn the Lehman kids, all five of them, they never had a curfew. And people say, well, what do you mean they didn't have a curfew? Well, let me try it again. They never had a curfew. They didn't like it because they'd always ask the question.
Because they'd always come home earlier than you.
Oh, they'd always ask the question, Dad, what time do you be home? You'd be home at a reasonable hour. They hated that. They'd rather have me say, you'll be home at 1 a.m. or you're going to turn into a pumpkin. But we didn't. We put that tennis ball of life on their side of the court. But we also expected the best of them.
Empowering your teen to make their own choices while still under your roof helps them launch into adulthood more easily. And you'll hear more trusted advice from Dr. Kevin Lehman today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors, I want you to go there and just... You see them. You go there, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It's exciting to hear about all these things. Make sure you see that entire program. We'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch because, I mean, think about it. Somebody who's been tormented by demons has been cutting themselves. And it's interesting, too, that this is what somebody who cuts themselves, they literally take a razor or something and cut their skin and damage their body. They say, I get a relief when that happens. Like, that's just sin in general. The enemy wants you to give in to sin, and it's amazing. If you give in to sin, all of a sudden he's off your back. Why? He wants you to cut yourself. Yeah. So if there's a people that are physically cutting themselves, but there's plenty of people that are cutting themselves, giving in to the enemy, and they go, I just have to do this sin with whatever, and then all of a sudden the enemy's not on their back anymore. He pushes them till they cut themselves, or pushes them till they cut their spirit and just sin. And that, you know, realize that everybody, you know, has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But when you sin, it's just like cutting. It's literally like cutting at your soul or your spirit. And they say they get relief when they damage their body. But isn't it interesting when the enemy may have caused you to sin? It's, I felt good now that I've gone off with all the anger and stuff. And it's like, yeah, but you sinned when that's that right. happened, you know? And so that's what the enemy wants to do to us. So we all have to guard ourselves and realize if God is healing those scars from physical scars from, you know, cutting, that he'll heal the scars from all those things that we've all done and the scars that we have on our hearts. That's encouraging.
That's good, man. It's great.
You'll hear more about that by going to the VFN Torch. We have a great story here. This story is so important because there was a, you know, I used to be in law enforcement, so this makes sense to me. You get a phone call. They had boys playing in the street, playing basketball because the basketball goal's in the street. And somebody called and complained. And so you have the officer going out to satisfy the citizen's complaint to these boys who are playing basketball in the street. And you think about it. If that's all they're doing is playing ball in the street, you know? I mean, I know when Pat and I were in New Orleans and we were there, you know, doing some ministry there, but we had a chance to go see some people that were playing music and all this kind of stuff. But two guys were doing acrobats and different things like that. And they said, when they finished, they put a hat out and they said,
you can give us something here for doing this, or we'll come get your TV tonight, right?
Yeah, we'll
but the whole thing was
job.
Is that sometimes we're our own worst enemies, that we, when people are doing something right, you know, we say something or do something that caused them to go, there's no place for me. And you'll notice with this basketball goal is there's just no place. I mean, that was the only place they had a place to put it. So this officer comes out, and we don't have that video for you. I wish we had it. But what he did was he showed up, and he just began to they expected some, you know, altercation or something. And the officer says, throw me the ball. And so he just started playing ball with these boys. And, you know, because they had to kind of shake it a little bit. Their heads go like, okay, we're playing ball. And the next thing you know, they're just playing, you know, in uniform. When you're seeing it, and we'll make it available to you on the torch, but we don't have that one for you. But his camera and his cruiser is actually recording it going down. And this is, listen, these are who the majority of officers are. I mean, they're giving their life every single day to go out there, and they're meeting, calling, responding to your calls because they care about you.
Mm.
They're risking their life because they don't want you hurt, you know, and they care about what's going on. And so what happened was Shaquille O'Neal saw this
basketball
video.
Player.
Yeah, he saw the officer. Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, the NBA basketball player. He's a little bit
small.
Yeah. We got to put you two together. Yeah. So that'd be good.
That'd be great.
Oh, we'll get back to the topic. And so he saw that video that went viral from that particular department, which is Gainesville Police Department, Gainesville, Florida. And he got with them. He showed up in the muster room and surprised these officers. And as a matter of fact, I will let you see the rest. Take a look at this.
You're much taller than you look on TV.
Thank you, sir.
I told you I was going to bring some backup, right?
Yep.
Huh? You guys ready?
Yeah.
You bring your good game?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, look at these big boys I brought. You sure you can take them? So you're pretty sure you can take these guys, right? Well, I brought some other backup for y'all.
Okay.
7. All right, hold on. Came out here because I saw the video. Proud of you guys. Stay out of trouble. Listen to your parents. Respect your elders. You can be anything you want to be. I'm from the same neighborhood y'all from. I grew up just like this, so only you can change this. And you can change it through basketball and showing respect to your peers like you did. And I'm a man of my word. But listen, don't ever take money from another stranger, you understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm honor my word, but don't be taking money from people. So I'll be right back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, yeah.
Did you shoot?
No.
Oh, you got a shot. All right, get on over
there. Oh, yeah, ahead. Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead. Oh, good job. My bad.
You all right, Dwayne Wade? Go, D-Wade. Keep it up there.
There you go.
I'm telling you some secrets that could change your life. You know how much money I made as a youngster? $700 million. You know how I made that? Respecting my peers, listen to my mommy and daddy, and focusing in school. That's all you gotta do. Alright? Good job today. Alright? Proud of you guys. Stay out of trouble. Be a leader, not a follower. Alright, repeat after me. I will. Become. Louder, man. I will. Repeat after me, big dog. I'll give you some secrets. I will. Become.
Become.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I want to be.
I will.
Be.
Be.
A leader.
A leader.
And not a follower.
And not a follower.
I will respect.
My peers.
My elders. And especially my parents.
And especially my parents.
All right. Love you guys.
Woo! Okay.
Wonderful. You could.
We'll get it.
All right, fellas, y'all stay out of trouble.
Stay big guy.
Let's get it right now.
Oh, they're having a sign today.
Thank you.
All right. Ready to roll, Stack? Yes, I'm gonna lead you out to 30
okay, cool.
Right and then you just straight west of the highway.
Thank you so much, Jack. It was so good to meet you.
Thank you for doing this. Have a good one.
I'll see you guys around. You guys be safe.
So
that's
encouraging,
awesome. That's
is it not?
Yes.
You know, one act of kindness where the officer, and the thing about it was the officer that was saying, you're taller than I thought you would be, and he's the one getting him out and bringing him in, Shaquille O'Neal, is that he himself, it got caught on film. But officers are doing kind acts all the time. I mean, all the time doing kind acts. And I want to say thank you to all the officers that are out there that gather every day in the muster room, get your bolos, you know, and all those things that are going out to go out to your work and say how much we appreciate, you know, what you're doing. Because you can have a clerical job, for example, and you're going through all this family trouble, maybe some things going on, but all you have to do is go to a desk and sit down and type. But you go through things too. You have sick members in your family. You go through difficult times in relationships. But when it's all said and done, you go to work. You go to work to put a gun on your side. You put a bulletproof vest on. You get in a car that makes you a target to problems. And you go out there and you stand up for us and you patrol the streets. And I want to say thank you very much to all the law enforcement in America, the Gainesville Police Department.
Yes.
Thanks to Shaquille O'Neal that went out there and said, this is a good thing. And I love what he told those kids. I love what he told him, you know, respect your parents, do well in school, and
do the right thing, I think.
Do the right thing. He made $700 million in his young age, he's talking about. And that is so cool. Let society catch you being kind. You know, we talk about the links of kindness all the time, but that's one kind act of an officer who got out instead of, and think about, where would those boys go? If we took down the goal and said, you can't play basketball on the street, and please think about this in your own neighborhood. If your kids are doing something in the neighborhood as constructive and playing ball or sports, we had people that say, like, get off our grass. And it's like, listen, you can turn this kid in a whole different direction and he'll be, you know, involved in drugs or crime or, you know, something. The enemy would take advantage of him in the context of that. Instead of you just, you know, what's grass? You know, what's slowing your car down and driving slowly because the boys are playing ball in the streets? Mm-hmm. This all started when a citizen called to complain about what God obviously encountered through this officer, Gainesville police officer, and then put cream on the crop, $100 shot.
I can't make a shot as it is, but $100, that's a lot of pressure.
You work hard, won't you?
that's a lot of pressure. Well, I knew how to tie my shoe. I remember playing ball with Pat once. And I'm like, dear Lord, I got to tie my shoe again. I would untie my shoe and then tie it back again. That is a cardiovascular.
Oh, yes.
You want cardiovascular? Play basketball. Well, that's so exciting. When we get back from the break, we're going to be talking again and joining Franklin Graham and his daughter, Sissy, in the Holy Land, on a Holy Land, 7 days in the Holy Land. Make sure you join us.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We spend our whole lives searching for meaning and direction, for something that makes sense. The Bible is supposed to offer that clarity. Is that how it works, though? Because if the Bible is that enlightening, why do so few people spend so little time in it? Maybe we're missing something. Sure, the Bible is the story of God, but it's also our story. If we take God out of the Bible, there is no Bible. But if we take people out of the Bible, there isn't a Bible either. The Bible is our story with God in the middle of it, as he has always been. Maybe things are about to change. Maybe direction and clarity can actually be found. You can go through the whole Bible using the time you could otherwise waste. And you'll be among friends. That might just change everything. Look in the mirror. Remember today, because time in the scriptures are going to start shifting things. In a month, you're going to realize that you're not alone. Look back in the mirror in a year, and you'll realize that the Bible has changed the way you look at just about everything. It'll be like coming home. The search is over.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com. And just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you, too, to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then Green Room. There's, you know, some interviews that we had that we asked other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the Green Room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. That is so encouraging to see, you know, good, kind acts captured, because they happen all the time.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in law enforcement, if you missed prior to the break, we were watching, you know, law enforcement go out and play ball with the boys in the neighborhood, and Shaquille O'Neal coming in and joining. And we're going to make that video available to you on the Torch of the officer doing it by himself first. Mm. And that's what led to the whole.
Opened it up for Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, the whole unit came out and everybody was there. Probably freaking everybody. Well, amazing. All kinds of police.
One kind act. Think about that. Yes. One kind act. And all of a sudden, now the whole police force is involved. Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal is involved. There's something about I'm lost here for a word, but it's contagious. When you do one kind thing, right, other people find out, wow, I can do that too.
One day we're going to have this program. I have this program we're going to do.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That it releases a chemical, oxytocin and serotonin. It literally makes a chemical reaction in your body. They see something good or see something bad.
Obviously, we haven't gotten to that yet. No.
Yeah.
But the when you look at the kindness, you know, you have, you know, during the break, you know, one of the interns are talking about COPS, the program with COPS.
I get COPS, yeah.
You know, bad boys, what are you going to do? I mean, think about that. This whole program is just based on the epicenter of being a law enforcement officer, the pinnacle of pressure. But the truth is, most of the time in law enforcement, you know, you're just trying to watch your weight. Everybody's giving you food and stuff. That it's not this high activity all the time. I mean, they don't just all of a sudden get in their cars and immediately there's a bank robbery, there's a disturbance. You know, they work for 10, 12 hours potentially. And during that time, there may be one or two calls, maybe like that. Normally just like one call, but like that, which means he or she patrols your streets and neighborhoods and just looks around. And when they show up, authority shows up, and it really makes a huge difference. But I know that so you have this reality show called COPS that follow you around, but they need cameras on officers to follow them in their whole shift. Because if you would have followed me in my shift, you would have met, I would have talked to these particular boys on the streets. You would have known them by name. They would have known me. We would be talking about their school and what's going on. I would go over to maybe you're listening now, the Lawrence family. And she had some food cooked for me. And I'd go over there and we'd talk and have a relationship. And the Green family, you know, and the community that I was policing. And that we need to capture that part of police work, because the only thing that people are showing is that one call that you had that was high stress and it came out ever how it came out. But they missed 10 hours of your watch, that you were looking over neighborhood after neighborhood. You're going on a watch order when Miss whoever's out of town and they ask you to look over their house when they're gone. You're shaking doors on front of the businesses to make sure they're locked. Quite often, you'd be surprised how many officers open up the front door of a business because the last person out that the boss man trusted did not lock the door, right? And so the officers, you know, or it's just all these things that officers are doing all the time, but all they show, it just came to me during the break. Wow. The only thing that they show is that climactical one call, you know, on that one 10-hour shift. But that officer had integrity, had character. Going to trial, where you have to sit and wait for the judge to call you up as a witness. They isolate you because witnesses can't talk to each other. And you have to wait. You may have worked all night long on a midnight shift.
You may be off that next day, but you got to come in anyway, right?
Yeah, well, you may have worked midnights. So you're sitting here in uniform going... You know, they're going, look at this terrible officer sleeping. It's like, I've been up for 12, 15 hours.
Right.
And so you have to be there to testify in the courts. And it's amazing everything an officer does. And they do it because, you know, it's not for the money. You know, it's not for the money. It's actually, you know, at least around our area, it's not for the money. That they just care. And there's a few bad officers maybe, but there's a few bad people at every place of work. You just fire those. But you don't put everybody in the office in the same category because you have one slacker that was doing something, you know, in that arena. Sure. So it's just great to see, you know, good things caught on film, because you've been seeing bad things caught on film. And bad is bad, but good is good as well. So one link of kindness, you go to linkofkindness.org and just kind of catch on to this. Because you can, when you see something like that, or you do something like that, or catch something like that, you can share that on the social media and put hashtag links of kindness, and it'll just spread all over the place. Just that's what happened in this particular video. I mean, it's a police department's video. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you're worried about how good your video is going to be. It was a cruiser video, and look what it did. One kind act started all those different things.
Amazing.
Well, we want to go back to the Holy Land with the 7 days in the Holy Land with Franklin Graham taking his daughter, Sissy Graham Lynch. And we started on a previous program, but we're going to just take you on that tour, because he's taking her on this tour to be able to show her specifically where the Bible's talking about. They read the Bible, and then he begins to explain it. As a matter of fact, let's go there right now to the tour. This one's in Jerusalem.
This is Jerusalem. What do you think, Sissy?
Just incredible how much history is here, but how much history is to come.
There's just so much to see here. When you think of Jerusalem, is one corner over here toward the Herod's Gate. Over here is the Dung Gate. This is the Eastern Gate or the Golden Gate. You have the Temple Mount, and the whole city is that right there. But think of the blood that has been shed, the wars that have been fought, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Syrians, the Egyptians, and those that have come against this city and have marched against this city and the times it's been destroyed. And the children of Israel, Sissy, would turn to God, and then all of a sudden they'd have peace and prosperity, and they would forget God. And then they would get in trouble, they'd have enemies come against them, they would have plagues, they would have famines, they would have armies march against them, and then they would call upon the name of the Lord. You know, it's not much different with us today. You know, people, when they get sick, they call, oh, pray for us. But when they're doing well, they don't want God, and then they call on Him when they get in trouble. And so what the children of Israel did, we just look at ourselves, that's what we do today. Many people don't ever call on the name of God unless they're in trouble.
I'm so grateful to be here with my dad. He knows so much about the history of this chosen land. And I'm looking forward to reading and studying the scriptures with him in the very places where these amazing events happened.
This is so exciting. You know, wow. Stay tuned. We're going to continue to stay with Franklin and Sissy. I want to pray right now. Let's pray together. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for these law enforcement officers that are out every day protecting us, Lord. I pray that you would send angels to protect them, Lord God. I thank you for what happened in Gainesville. Let that be an example to all of us, Father God. And I pray for each and every one, Lord, for this revival that's coming, this wave of revival, Lord God, and that you'll use anyone who'll stand up and say, here I am, Lord, send me. I just pray for that driving enthusiasm for 2016, Father God. We pray this in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening,
yes,
we pray,
Lord.
In Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel that we try to share, the conversation we're having with our listeners, we really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.